Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ko, the spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, founded, and is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the largest LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. Attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case, and my father, without telling me.
So, if only we had Hunter Biden explaining everything to us on tape. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Would people pay attention then? My goodness gracious, people. I want to bring on our guest. Jack Posobiec joins us now. He's a host on OAN, and he has been privy to a lot more of this, the laptop and the emails that Hunter Biden has shared with somebody and forgotten to pick up his laptop. I mean, good grief. The story is so strange and unbelievable, and also they're not disputing it. They're not saying it's not real. Jack, thanks for coming back on the show with us. It's great to have you back.
Yeah, thanks, Annie. Now, what people need to understand about the audio they've just heard is that these are essentially voice memos, audio tapes that Hunter Biden made for himself. At the end of the day, somebody maybe makes little notes to themselves, and it sounds like that Hunter apparently had a habit of recording voice memos.
Oh, boy.
Of his anxieties, his worries, things he was dealing with, and he saved them all on his laptop.
And that laptop is the laptop that you've seen?
Yes, that is the laptop that I have access to, and that others have access to now, an image file of that, and that hard drive. And this is actually just the first of the Hunter tapes that do exist.
So I got that. I want to cite where I got that from. Is it thenationalpulse.com? I want to make sure I get that correct.
The National Pulse. It was first released by the National Pulse.
Yeah, it was an exclusive by thenationalpulse.com. I wanted to make sure I credited that. Jack, I see you tweeting all the time. You're like, hey, Jake Tapper, whoever, if anybody wants to get connected with this, if anybody wants to cover this information, I'll hook you up with it. What is it that they are not covering? What is it that they're hiding from or refusing to access? Like, on what grounds does a reporter in this day and age not have an interest in what you've seen?
Look, I first reached out to Jake Tapper, and I said, Jake, come on in, because he said there were no evidence of the things that President Trump and other journalists were reporting. I said, well, if you see no evidence, Jake, we're both here in the D.C. area. Come down and have a look at this thing. I got no response from him, so I started reaching out to others, Joe Rogan, Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban actually responded to me, but then he said he only wanted to look at the one that was turned over to the FBI, not the one that's a copy of the one that was turned over. And it's like, well, how am I supposed to do that, right? So they're playing games. Now, this is certainly not the first time that the American people have seen information that's come from, shall we say, a leaked source. Certainly everything that Eric Snowden provided regarding the NSA, certainly the Pentagon Papers, the entire Watergate scandal, all of this started with leaks of information, and that journalists such as Woodward and Bernstein in their prime or Glenn Greenwald and others all then released and made public to the American people so that they could have information about what was going on behind the scenes. I mean, this is the essence of investigative journalism. It's not reporting the things that the powerful want to be reported. It is the stuff that they do not want reported.
Well, the at least of some sense of timeliness here, the big question is, what do we know? How does this rope Joe Biden in? Is there evidence on this laptop and what you've seen that unequivocally connects Joe Biden, his influence, his position as the vice president of the United States, to what Hunter Biden was doing? Could Hunter Biden have had the success that he had without having the access to his father, who was the second in command in our country?
Well, I would say go ahead and roll the tape again, because you don't have to take my word for it. Take Hunter Biden's word for it. I mean, he says, I keep receiving calls from my father. I keep getting these calls from my father about this Chinese spy chief and then another business partner who's gone missing in China, starts talking about a criminal case, the Southern District of New York, and is complaining essentially to himself. And this type of self-pity, wallowing behavior is actually something that's fairly common in addicts. But he's naming his father again and again as being intimately involved with these business dealings, knowledge of these business dealings. And certainly when it comes down to it, of course, Hunter Biden was selling access to his father because it's literally the only thing of value that he has.
Are you seeing any evidence that this storyline, that the connection that Hunter Biden has to his father, are you seeing any evidence that it is reaching out of the or let me just say reaching into the mainstream media at all, that the story is seeping into the voting bloc that needs to hear it and know that this exists? Or do you think that we're going to run out of time?
Well, certainly you can't discount the power of social media to spread a message. Mainstream media, of course, corporate media is going to squelch this as much as they can. They're very much in the tank. But another interesting thing, just from personal experience, so I happen to be driving through Lancaster, Pennsylvania, right there, Amish country, central Pennsylvania, you know, south central, was listening to an 80s radio station while I was driving with my wife, and we were doing some work for OAN yesterday, and all of a sudden, an ad popped up on the radio and was talking all about Hunter Biden and his deals with China, and they were referencing the laptop and Ukraine and everything else, and I thought, wow, this is incredible. Here it is, this thing that we've been working on, and it's just, it's on the 80 station in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Wow. Yeah, that is something. Let me shift gears here a little bit, because we're speaking with Jack Posobiec. He is a host on OAN, and you can find OAN in a lot of different places, so be on the lookout for that. Expose yourself to some other alternative media outlets out there. What was going on in Philadelphia, it seems as though it's like, oh, there's another riot, and we're kind of tired of it as a country. I mean, it's people have chosen their corners, and if there's another riot that happens, people just assume that they are in the same corner as they were before. You were following this very closely, and you were watching the maneuvers that were taking place last night in Philadelphia. What can you tell us? What do people need to know that may have fatigue from, you know, yet again, another riot, another late night bout of violence between police and protesters?
Yeah, you know, I've covered riots all over the country, but I'm a Philly guy. You know, I grew up watching, you know, Philadelphia sports teams. I went to Temple University for 4 years. I mean, that's my city. So for me, this one hits home. I used to live right up the street, actually, from Cobbs Creek neighborhood where this took place. This one, 52nd. I lived on 63rd. And what happened last night, you saw a ratcheting up because, yes, there were riots, but the attacks on police officers that culminated in a pickup truck driving through a line of cops, it put 12 police officers in the hospital, including one female sergeant who was run over and has reportedly broken her leg in this. So hopefully is expected to live. Immediately after that, the police line breaks. You can see the videos of the police retreating in fear for their lives because they're being overwhelmed. And then the riot mobs start targeting businesses, and they're looting, and they're stealing everything. They're breaking into ATMs. They're stealing from Save-A-Lots and Family Dollars. These are community outlets. These are places where people go to buy groceries in that community. So, you know, at what point do these business owners say, if we're not going to be protected, how worth it is it to us to be in these high risk areas for doing this? And this is where you get the phenomenon called food deserts or medicine deserts in inner cities because of the crime and the violence. And then you see at 4 a.m., there's a video of a guy's driving around showing it where business owners in Center City. Now, these are the more high-end stores. This is down on Chestnut Street, the Apple store, and it's being boarded up, and other stores are being boarded up. 4 a.m, people are out there with plywood on their own, boarding up, securing their buildings because they know what's coming. They know what's around the corner. And this is my city, right? You know, why do we have to live like this?
Yeah, it's sad to see, and the division is just... it widens each and every time that this happens. Let me take a minute and tell people to visit you on Twitter at Jack Posobiec, and you can follow the updates that you put there and go to OAN and check out that news organization. We appreciate what you do here. And Jack, you're on top of so much here. Always appreciate you giving us some time on the Annie Fry Show to discuss these important things.
Thanks so much, Annie. Thanks so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.